Welcome to Mondays with Miles. I'm NCAA blogger Josh Centaur, and today Dr. Miles Brand and I are going to discuss our sports heroes. Dr. Brand, I know you have to have some really good sports heroes.
Oh, I've got some sports heroes that I've really looked up to all my life and think they're very special people. Different individuals have different sports heroes for different reasons, and sometimes as a player or a coach or something. Let me tell you about my two favorite sports heroes. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that I grew up in Brooklyn and used to go watch the Brooklyn Dodgers. And one person who played for the Brooklyn Dodgers who was my sports hero was Jackie Robinson. First of all, he was a great ball player. He was quick of foot. He was a hard hitter and certainly a good arm and really a great infielder. So I really enjoyed watching Jackie Robinson play. But the reason he's my sports hero, because he was very good, but there are other players that are equally as good, was his ability to break through the color line. And the courage he showed in doing so are really quite remarkable. And, it didn't solve all the civil rights issues, and it took, frankly, decades to make much more progress with the civil rights movement. And we still have some issues that we are yet to resolve. But the fact of the matter is that he made an important statement that had lasting consequences, and he did it with self-sacrifice. Whenever you face a hard decision or whenever things seem to be getting you down, I always think of Jackie Robinson's courage. So that's one of my sports heroes. My other sports hero, one of my two favorites, is Senator Birch Bayh. Senator Birch Bayh, you say? What sport did he play? I suppose he was an athlete, but that's not why he's my sports hero. He was the person who fathered Title IX. Before 1972, women literally barely participated in sports. They played half-court basketball. They weren't allowed to work up a sweat. And there were no scholarships, or very few scholarships. And, since 1972, the number of women who participated has increased by fivefold. Quite remarkable. I think it's fascinating about why Birch Bayh did this. He initially looked at Title IX to make sure that women had an opportunity in post-baccalaureate professional programs like law and medicine and business, because our colleges and universities were discriminating against women in those areas. And, oh yes, it also applied to athletics. Well, it turned out in post-baccalaureate programs now, women are very well represented, and that's not an issue anymore. But Title IX, the ability of women to participate in sports at an equal level, is still an issue, although enormous progress has been made. Birch has come in for some criticism of it, but I think he did the right thing. I believe Title IX was the most important piece of civil rights legislation affecting higher education in the second half of the 20th century, a remarkable thing.
Sounds like both of them had a pretty profound effect on you.
They did. These were people who were willing to take a stand, to get up and be counted, even if it was unpopular, to do the right thing, and in both cases, to help others and themselves. I mean, these were not done for egoistic reasons, rather altruistic reasons. They were helping others, yet they were willing to take the hits and be strong when they needed to be.
Why are sports heroes important, especially for today's youth?
I think sports hero is one kind of hero. I think sports, because it's a competitive environment, lends itself to having heroes. But there are other kinds of heroes, too. Everyone must think that Lincoln was a hero, for example, as I do, or the Dalai Lama is a hero. People who are willing to put themselves on the line to do what's right, even in self-sacrifice. So our world is full of heroes. Many people think that their parents are heroes. And I've heard, when I ask people, who's your hero? It's not unusual to get back an answer, it was my father, who held three jobs so I didn't go to college. It was my mother who was taking care of me when I was ill. I mean, those sorts of things, they're heroes or heroines in the lives of people, too. It's just that sports, because it's so visible and competitive, it lends itself to identifying heroes.
Student-athletes can be thought of as sports heroes as well, can't they?
Oh, they certainly can. And to young people in the grade schools and high schools, they often are. I think we need to, when we look at heroes, not only look at the physical attributes, how high can you jump, can you dunk? I mean, I think you also need to look at personal characteristics, the quality of the person. Martin Luther King would say, the quality of the person, is this a man or a woman of character? Is this the kind of person I want to be like? Is this the kind of person I can look towards to emulate in my own behavior? I mean, those are the questions. So I think we need to look deeply into people rather than just superficially when we pick our heroes.
Does the importance of sports heroes and someone to look up to transcend sports?
Oh, I think so. You know, the case of Birch Bayh is a good example. Yes, what he did was important for sports and continues to be. There's no question about that. But frankly, I think that was an important statement about our culture, namely that women are to be valued in all areas. Post-baccalaureate higher education, which means that they're now eligible for leadership jobs they might not have been before. Equity in terms of receiving opportunities to go to college and play sports. You know, a lot of our athletes, men and women, would not be able to go to college except for the scholarship. So really what we're doing in terms of enabling women to go to school is making opportunities through scholarships so that could happen for them.
How important is sportsmanship in intercollegiate athletics as well as in professional sports? When you have 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kids watching, you don't want to see poor sportsmanship out there.
I think that's right. I would say that's true for everyone on television, whether you're an entertainer or a rock star or an athlete competing in the Olympics or what have you. I think whenever you have highly visible people, their behavior is going to be emulated. We hope that everyone will present an image that will be something they'd want their children or their friends' children to be like, but you know, it doesn't always happen that way, whether it's a sports figure or an entertainer.
You said before that college sports is a part of the American culture. Why has that happened?
Why is it part of the American culture? You know, that's an interesting question. You probably have to ask a sociologist that, but there's something about Americans that we like competition. We like victory. We take losing seriously. We work hard at being the best we can be. Whether it's physically or mentally or in business. I think that's just the kind of person we are. And sports, I think, reflects that characteristic of our culture and reinforces it. And so because sports is so much of a competitive environment, striving for excellence, having winners or losers, being able to excel, I mean, those characteristics typically American are exhibited in sports. And so we've made it part of our culture, which no other country has.
Well, another great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us here. Mondays with Miles can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each and every Monday morning. If you'd like to subscribe, you can find our podcast on iTunes. Dr. Brand, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Josh.